January 15, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Do you walk in white? Buried with him, that even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4. No one enters into the experience of entire sanctification without going through a white funeral, the burial of the old life. If there has never been this crisis of death, sanctification is nothing more than a vision. There must be a white funeral, a death that has only one resurrection, a resurrection into the life of Jesus Christ. Nothing can upset such a life. It is one with God for one purpose, to be a witness to Him. Have you come to your last days, really? You have come to them often in sentiment, but have you come to them really? You cannot go to your funeral in excitement or die in excitement. Death means you stop being. Do you agree with God that you stop being the striving, earnest kind of Christian you have been? We skirt the cemetery and all the time refuse to go to our death. It is not striving to go to death. It is simply dying, baptized into his death. Have you had your white funeral, or are you sacredly playing the fool with your soul? Is there a place in your life marked as the last day, a place to which the memory goes back with a chastened and extraordinarily grateful remembrance? Yes, it was then, at that white funeral, that I made an agreement with God. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. When you realize that the will of God, what the will of God is, you will enter into sanctification as naturally as can be. Are you willing to go through that white funeral now? Do you agree with him that this is your last day on earth? The moment of agreement depends upon you. That's the end of Oswald's text. The whole paradigm of divinity delivered to man versus man expressing his own selfish nature is one of great contradiction. The ways of God are nearly always radically different, almost 180 degrees different from those of man. God is unconditionally loving. God wants to express love and laughter and joy and positive emotions always. Mankind, on the other hand, is constantly struggling with fear, anger, anxiety, worry, and other things which cause consternation and trouble to the soul. How do we get from where we are to where God is? Well, Jesus set the pattern. He came from God. He emptied his godness at the foot of the throne of God and came naked and without his God attributes to earth. He walked among us as another human, just as we are, and lived with the same temptations and the same struggles and trials as we do. The primary difference is Jesus Christ did, as he set the pattern for us, live his life in a divine way. How do we live as Jesus? We ask the question, what would Jesus do? Wrong question. That creates imitations and sorry ones at best. But rather, Jesus came to the Father, emptied himself daily, and allowed the Spirit of God to refill his spirit, that part of him which motivated him to do everything he did, and then went about his day, allowing the Spirit of God within him to express God to those around him. This resulted in healing and miracles and signs and raising from the dead. Jesus said to his disciples before he left, "All these things will you do and greater." And yet we live a life that is empty and devoid of the power of God. The reason being, we continue to try to imitate Christ instead of being Christ. The white funeral that Oswald speaks of is that place in our existence where we, like Jesus himself, when we leave our place of enthronement, where we are large and in charge, as it were, God for ourselves, and we leave that control behind and release ourselves to be emptied and small and humble and look to God moment by moment, go back to him, emptying ourselves again and again, receiving his spirit and allowing God himself to express himself through us. Whether you're working in the kitchen, driving your car, working in the shop, working in the plant, or working in your office, if God is the one who is actually doing your work for you, he is then expressing your vocation or your calling for you, an expression of God, an expression of the divine, rather than an expression of you, an expression of the flesh. So put it down. You can't do anything for God. Just die. Just stay dead. And let the life that you now live be the life of Jesus himself, as Paul spoke of in Galatians 2:20.